This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. I am back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. That was good. On the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on at the website, on the website, what have you. You can also sign up for the email blast. Every week we send out a newsletter, let you know what's going on in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, possible guests we're going to have, just a lot happening. And it's easier for me to send you an email than it is to call each and every one of you. That's kind of tough to do. So anyway, so sign up for that. While you're up there, spend a few bucks. Seriously, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but hey, you don't have to. We're here. We're good people. We're not going to cause you any trouble. Seriously. Again, I just so much appreciate the time that you do spend, you know, writing about, talking about, being involved with, and that kind of stuff. Let me see, what else do I have? I forgot what the heck? Yeah, that threw me totally off, but I'm not telling anybody what happened. So, you know, there we go. Okay, now I get back in the groove here. So Oregon has always been a little different. And, you know, we have a station out of Salem, AM 1220 out of Salem, Oregon. And so I'm not trying to insult anybody in particular. I'm pretty much an equal opportunity insulter. So, you know, I look at some of the stuff that goes on. Most of these, a lot of these crazy stories we get, guess where they come from? They come from Oregon. Some of the really whack stories come out of Massachusetts, my home state. Yeah, well, California's just a gimme. You know they're all going to come out of there, or there's always one going on there. Oh, actually, always a dozen going on there. So, I don't know if, it seems like there's two or three different groups out there who try to tell us they're fighting for the same thing. But I don't know how, because one wants to totally abolish a gender. I mean, I'm sorry, abolish gender. And one wants to be very specific about what genders are, what they mean, how many you can have, how fluid they might be. Because if there is no gender, if there's no specific gender, then there should be no words to call out a gender, right? I mean, I was joking the other night saying, how can you be bisexual when there is no gender? We're all the same. So anyway, one person writes that to abolish gender, it'll be accomplished primarily through relentless propaganda promoting all kinds of different sexual lifestyles. And eventually, it's going to have to be pushed through in the government. Well, guess what? Oregon has decided to not only jump on that train, but to actually drive that train. Now, Oregon is on track to become the first state to allow residents to skip gender identity on their driver's license and any identification cards. Last year, a Portland judge allowed Jamie Shoup to legally identify as neither on her, on their, on that person's. Yes, I've got a 5'6" male person that I'm looking for. Shoup asked for an updated license prompting the proposed change. Next will come all kinds of people out of the woodwork who want their driver's license to reflect their currently preferred. Yeah, what happens with that? What if, you know, if you're gender fluid, do you have to go, will they just write gender fluid on your, maybe that's what they do. They'll write gender fluid on your driver's license. And that way there, when you're pulled over, they can just ask you, right? You just tell them what you feel like for the time. And, you know, some of you get mad at me for making fun of that. I don't really care anymore. I don't care. And I would love people to call me out for it in public, because I would love to go to the regular person, the regular Joe, and when it comes to gender fluidity, especially, and ask, how is that scientifically possible? Because you're on guys, you're on the case of guys like me all the time, because I'm a Christian, because I'm a right-wing conservative, that I don't believe what science says, but I would say neither do you. You cannot pick and choose what you believe. It's impossible. Unless the universe revolves around you and you are God, but you can't pick and choose what you want to believe or how things work. So when you come up with all these genders, exactly where is that? What's the marker in the DNA for that? Is there one? Because, again, when you tell, see, you started this. When you tell me I have to adhere to scientific fact, then show me the scientific fact, not the psychobabblist fact, but actual scientific fact that shows that gender fluidity is real, can be identified, can be marked. Show me where it says that. Because I don't think you can. There are a lot of doctors out there that would say, you can't. They're just afraid to say anything. Why? Because they lose funding, they lose their jobs. You know, you guys in the left are so bent on bullying, in most cases, the biggest bullies out there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Oh, I figure like it's Friday night, you can come back from the break dancing for all I care. As long as you sit down when we're talking, I don't want you to get hurt. Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. GCN. Some of you say, what the heck is GCN? GCN is a Genesis Communications Network. That's how we get our show out to several stations. If you want to know the stations we're on in your area, there's a bunch of ways to do it, although I probably don't know any of them. I don't think I guess. If you head over to the website, I've been told that people don't have websites anymore, but I don't know who they're talking about. Head over to the website, realside.com, and you can watch live and you can listen live. And there's so much you can do there, including checking out the stations. If you go to the tab that says shows, all right, and there's a little pull down there, and it gives you stations. You can go find out the stations that we're on and that kind of thing. And also, you can pick up the classic podcast. You can check out information on the guest. There's actually a lot. If you spend 10 minutes or so on the website just moving around, taking a look, you'll see we have quite a bit of information there as well. We don't inundate you with news stories from everybody. Just don't do it. I don't believe in it. If we don't write the story ourselves, then what we do is we just let you know who wrote it and give you links to it. So stuff that I think are pretty good reading. So we head up there, you'll get your stations and that kind of thing, and you'll be able to enjoy it while sitting in your living room. Although I'm sure you already can enjoy it while sitting in your living room. Okay, I want to get back to this because it is important, and there's a lot of things going on here. Somebody had mentioned in the Facebook feed about the Boy Scouts. I think there's 180,000 kids total. The Mormon Church pulling the Boy Scouts and starting their own group. Now, I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to insult any of my Mormon friends, but I don't totally believe that it has nothing to do with your religious belief and the fact that the Boy Scouts have allowed transgender kids in. And there'll be the transgender and other communities that'll talk about how negative, how hateful the Mormons are. They're not hateful people. I know a lot of them. They're not hateful people at all. They want the same things that you and I want. And I have to agree, and the thing I get mad about is when the left pushes that they should have a right to live whatever lifestyle they want, do whatever it is that they want to do. Right? If they want to be a transgender, or is there still such thing as a cross-dresser? There is? Okay. And when you're doing these things, we're supposed to accept them. Like the guy that's 57 years old and he identifies as, what, a 9-year-old girl or something like that. And he dresses like a little girl. And we're supposed to accept that as normal and okay. But yet, you can't accept anything we stand for, and you want us to take you seriously. And you want us to get along with you. And you want us to do the right... We can't. You know why we can't? Because you won't get along with us. You won't go out of your way to do anything that has to getting along with us. Let's just be... I try to be honest about it. See how that works out for you. You make fun of what we believe. You make fun of how we believe. And yet, we sit there, like I said to you a minute ago. You think because we believe in God, we don't believe in science, and it's so wrong. But we could sit there with you and say, show us this, show us that, show us this. Doesn't exist in science. And you call us ignorant. You guys, and I said, you know how I said that? You guys are taking your lead on climate change from a guy that's pretending to be a scientist. I'm sorry. What planet and how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to actually have that make sense? Think about it. It's just nothing. And then you want to come up with a straight face and tell me how whacked I am that I believe in a God that you think doesn't exist. And that I think a fetus is a baby only because it has a heartbeat, 2 arms, 10 fingers, 2 legs, a torso, a head, a nose, 2 eyes and a mouth. Why would I think that was a baby? This is the sickness that is happening with those liberals. They don't want books. They don't want the interweb. They want to tell you what to believe. They want to tell you what's right. They want to tell you what's righteous. It's all wrong. It's all backwards. It's all wrong. And that's why I said, I'm selling those shirts, stand. Hashtag stand. So that somebody will say to you, it says stand for America, but somebody's going to say to you, what does that mean? You need to tell them, I stand for my rights. I stand for my liberties. I stand for my right, free speech. I stand for the right to believe in a God. I stand for a right to believe that there is a right and wrong. There is a boy and a girl. There is an up and a down. I mean, if you really think about some of these loons on the left, they are pushing for absolutely no boundaries in anything. There are no absolutes. It's my first chapter in the book. There are no absolutes. Nothing is real anymore, at least to them. So when you get to that point, what can you count on? What can your kids... Look, guys, I wasn't going to go down this road, but think about something that's been going on over the years, right? Dad is an idiot. There's no absolute to the family anymore. There's no hierarchy to the family. Dad's a flaming idiot. Can't depend on him. Mom has to hold everything together. The kids can't be controlled. Whatever goes, goes. Daddy and Mommy won't be home for dinner because that's what the sitcom tells you. I mean, they joke with us. They make fun of us. We go, oh, yeah, you old white guys, you want to bring back Father Knows Best. Now, please, I am not condoning what Bill Cosby did. But they were actually mad about that show, and not because it was Bill Cosby, because there was no black family like that, which was bullpuckies, because I knew black families that had professional parents. They had kids that were going to school and going on to college. So to say that that doesn't exist is dead wrong. But they didn't want it. You know what they wanted? For some of you guys that are older, you would know. They would rather have a show like Good Times, the show like the father was an incompetent, that the black family couldn't survive on its own, always arguing about why they couldn't pick up their government check. This isn't me. This was considered a good show. And what does that put in the kids' heads? What does that put in people's heads over a period of time? That's the norm? That is not the norm. I don't care what color you are. It's not the norm. I don't care where you come from. You've heard me say this before. And you know what? If you're going to send me an email that says, you don't have a right to talk about that because you're not black, you're not a woman, you don't have a uterus, don't waste the atoms. Because the minute I see you don't have a right, I'm going to do one of two things. If you're really extremely stupid, I'm going to read it on the air. If you're just being nasty, I'm going to shred it. I don't usually even get past the first sentence. That's how crazy you guys make me sometimes. All right. I knew I wasn't going to get back to that story. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We have to take a quick break so I can get a drink and get some oxygen. And when we come back, we're going to finish up. I am so irritated that we as conservatives have allowed them to take this away from us. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Becoming senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I'll get that later. Always a pleasure. Little things make me crazy. You ever guys ever see Monk?
Yeah, there you go. I think I'm his second cousin. I'm not sure. But
I know, but every time I see him, I go, I got to grab those. They're making me nuts. And I never grab them. Kind of hard to do it live, you know. Anyway, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just having a good time. Hopefully you're having a good time. Do you want me to have a good time? Then do me a favor, will you? Go to the website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate. If you order it from my website, I sign it. And every once in a while, I feel in a giving mood. I actually sent a free gift along with it as well. But this is everything you've been taught to hate. Everything you were told was wrong about conservatives, about right. All the labels that we've been given. Right? Think about that. Right-wing, Bible-thumping, white guy. So, I know some of you have heard this before, and I'm sorry if you're bored by it, but think about it. So, if I'm a right-wing, I didn't say right-wing loon, but right-wing. So that means I've got conservative values. That means I want to take care of the sick. I want to take care of the poor. I want to help out single moms. I want to help out widows like my Bible. I want to help out people. I don't want to make them dependent on me, but I'm willing to help people out. Right? So Bible thumper, still don't know what that means. Unless you're talking about like 100 years ago with the evangelical pastors or evangelical guys that used to go from little city to little city pounding on their Bible. But if it means in today's language that I use the Bible as a guide for my life, I'm okay with that. Call me a Bible thumper all you want. I'm good with that. The white guy thing I love. I just suck that up. Because we were taught for years and years and years, you should never, 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 never be nasty to somebody because of their skin color. Now, there's a caveat. Unless they're white. Which sounds very familiar to, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Unless he's not in the plan. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. As long as it reaches the guidelines that we've put forward. Isn't that great? Don't you see the correlation there between them? All right. So anyway, we were talking about Oregon and now how Oregon now is pushing to get rid of genders, to wipe them out totally. and they're on track to become the first state to totally get rid of it, especially on their driver's license and other identification cards, which means they're not that far away from getting rid of them on marriage licenses and those kind of things. So my question to you, or my comment and where I was going, I was really starting to get off on this, you know, go on this tangent. You know, the left always screams about bullies. They always scream about how nasty we are on the right, and we're bullies because we don't agree. We're bullies because we push back. We're bullies, 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 bullies. But aren't they? Aren't they the biggest bullies? If I use a term like traditional family, they will rip, well, they'll try. I've got very thick skin. They will try to rip me up because I use the term traditional family values. What are you, a 1950s white guy? I don't know. I don't know what dictionary you're using, so I can't answer your question. Because we don't believe in gender fluidity, like you're on a minute-by-minute quest to find out what you are, which you're hypocrites unto yourselves because you don't. The majority of you are trying to get rid of gender. However, you're trying to get us to buy into a gender or a non-gender or a non-binary. Or a gender gifted, or a person of transgender experience, or a pangender, or a gender queer, or a trans person, or a two-spirit. Hello? You guys can't make anything simple. You have to make it so convoluted, so questionable, so confusing, and you think by doing that, you can look at a guy like me and say, of course you don't understand, because you're an idiot. You're from the 1950s. You don't really get it. You got to get with the program, man. I'm sorry. There isn't enough crack or wine or vodka to have me get in line with your world. It makes no sense. You think it doesn't make sense to me because I'm a God guy and I have values that line up with the Bible. Let me tell you what. There are a lot of atheist friends of mine that are Democrats that I know that think you guys are whacked. That will say this stuff doesn't make sense, but they won't. See, the difference between the Dems and the Republicans is the Republicans will call their own out and say, no, you're wrong. We're not going to get behind this because not only do we not believe in it, but it's not right. Dems will allow it because, you know, they're the big tent group. They're such a big tent that they got four old white people to run for president. Think about that. That's how much of a big tent they have. We, on the other hand, as I recall, we had women, we had men, we had black men, we had tall men, we had short men, we had fat men. Some of the committees that the Republicans have near me, they truly have a whole variation of people and thoughts. And even though, which I think this is hilarious, I watched this town hall thing. I know I'm rambling. That's why the book's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. So, I'm watching some of these town hall. Yes, I watch these things for you people so I can report on them. I'm watching some of these town hall meetings. And a couple of them open up with prayer. And while they're opening up with prayer, these yo-hos with pink hats that I guarantee you that there were no conservative Christians with those hats on. Guarantee it. Because we all know what the pink hats mean, right? So they get up and start screaming separation of church and state while the prayer is being said. So then the prayer finishes and they ask to get up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, a bunch of the boneheads won't get up. Those wonderful patriots, which I don't think they are at all, don't get up. Disrespecting the flag, spitting on the graves of all those people that died to uphold what the flag stands for. So thank you for that. And then when you get to the portion of under God in the allegiance, then all of a sudden they get strength to the bones and they get up and they start screaming separation of church and state. This is not a freedom, if you would. This is just blatant disrespect. And as I talked to a Democrat friend of mine today who doesn't agree with it, doesn't agree with the town hall stuff when they're screaming and yelling, if I was an elected official that held a town hall and all you did was yelling and screaming, I would leave. I would turn up the sound. I would blast your eardrums by turning up the sound on the speaker and saying, when you guys decide to act like human beings, when you guys decide to be civil and really want to have a conversation, not just a shout fest, I'll come back. But until then, fight amongst yourselves. I'm out of here. Because they talk about how, see, this is the irony of all of this. They talk about how much better they are than we are, how much more civil, how much smarter they are. But yet the only thing they can do is smash stuff, burn stuff, yell, scream, call you homophobic, bigoted, racist. This is the sum of their intelligence. I have sat with people that hate my guts. We are 180 degrees on a lot of issues. But because we agreed in something and found a way to work together, some of those people have come around to tolerate me. Some of them have come around to be friends. Some of them I still don't want to be friends with. But I can line up with something they want to get behind, and I have the ability to help them, and I do. That doesn't make me better than them. It's just the way it should be. And as I keep saying, we have forgotten that we're Americans first. We are not Democrats or Republicans or decline the states or, as the piece says here, genderqueer, pangender, trans person, two-spirit, third sex, non-binary gender, gender-gifted, person of transgender experience. And I could go on and on and on to, what, 63 more of these or something, however many there are. It's just not the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, my conservative friends, part of this is our fault. We need to step up and take our proper places. We need to step up and take our places on school boards, water boards, city councils, town councils, you know, whatever it is, and take the beating. Take the beating. It's not that bad. When you understand where it comes from, it's not that bad. And people aren't going to like you. Too bad. Deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to welcome Bayardo first from Tucson, Arizona. Nice and warm out there this evening, I think. That's what somebody told me earlier. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're in a stretch. And, you know, you guys, you got to be careful on the weekends, right? A lot of crazy people, a lot of stupid things happening. If you're living out of Chicago, keep your head down. And I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. I'm honestly always amazed at the amount of damage that's being done in the inner city and what feels or seems to be the lack of real action by the local officials. I know they can only do so much, but my God. we need to save or help save those people. Okay, so we've got Bill from Costa Rica on the line with us, which is interesting. Bill?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
How are you?
Good,
I'm
very good.
Chicago,
from Costa Rica.
Right?
Costa Rica?
Yeah. Yeah, it's raining.
Wow. Oh. Yeah. Golly.
Anyway,
so what can I do for you?
I'm from Chicago. I grew up about eight blocks from Wrigley Field. And I'm 70 years old, and I am totally distressed by what's going on in Chicago. I think martial law should be declared, and they should do with the troops, just go through the neighborhoods and just clean them out. Pardon me.
Well, I agree with you to a point. I think, and I've said this before, I think they have these million-man watches. They have these 20,000-man watches. Flood those streets. Get Sharpton, Jackson, and Obama in there. See if they really care about their community. Get them in there and flood those streets and clean the place up. You know, and you can't have martial law, by the way, Bill, because, you know, they don't want to bring guns into the city. They don't allow guns in there, so.
Yeah, right. Right. You know when they did that overlay of the map in Connecticut, you know, and they showed where all the people that owned the guns were?
Yeah.
And then they had this, you know, and then they tried to do the same thing in Chicago. The only place there weren't guns was Englewood. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. It's crazy. You know, they need to do the cleanup. They need to take care of their people, and they're not doing it. I don't think they know how. I really don't.
No. Well, you know, Rahm Emanuel is more interested in some kind of, a climate thing than he is in taking care of what's going on and the murders on the south side of Chicago. You know, that's outrageous.
Now, if you don't mind me asking you a personal question, you can hang up on me if you want to, but Costa Rica, what drove you to Costa Rica from Chicago or from the United States?
Economics, right? I invested in the wrong things, ended up kind of broke, so Social Security is certainly taking very good care of me down here.
Wow. Hey, I hear that from a lot of people. I have a friend of mine that lives in Peru right now, and he says, you know, it's the money that he makes off of Social Security, same thing. He's doing well down there. It's just very interesting to hear that, and it's too bad. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Well, this country is... it's socialist, but we're called expats, okay? And for us, it's very nice, and it's a great place to come.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you listening very much from Costa Rica.
Yeah, well,
all right.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. You know, I always appreciate, I really do. I don't care where you're listening from. I always appreciate the time that you spend listening to the show and giving me input. You know what I'm saying? Input, sometimes I don't hear where the guest says I missed something on an article or a piece that we're doing or what have you, and I love it. If you want to send me a story, something that you want me to talk about, hit on or do, then you can send it to joe@therealside.com. And when you do that, I want you to put a capital TRW. I mean, TRW. Listen to me. Shows you how old I am, right? TRS. TRS in the subject line. That's where you should start, you know? And I don't care, you know, TRS anti-vaxxer, TRS constitution, whatever. Put it there so I know it's not a sales pitch. Because I get pitched a lot on people that want to be on the show, they want to sell their product or what have you. So just, please. Do that. Helps me out. I don't have to read the whole article. Give me a couple of bullet points. Makes life really simple for me. All right. Let's get back to the craziness here. So a school administrator decided to cancel all yearbooks. Pull them back. Burn them up. They can't go out. Why? Come on. Take a guess. Because one of the students has a quote from Donald Trump called, "Build that wall." Now, I can tell you in my yearbook, I probably couldn't read some of them, but I can tell you in my yearbook, there were some pretty interesting comments made by those people. And this is the hate they have for this president. build that wall is not a racial term. It's a term that says they want to protect us. Remember, who's the racist here? Wait a minute. Who's the racist here? So I want to build a wall on the southern border, and the first thing you're going to say is, oh, it's to keep Mexicans out. Really? So are Mexicans the only ones that come over through the southern border? Because they haven't found any Middle Easterners coming over there. They haven't found any Asians, right? They haven't found people coming up from, I don't know, South America, right? I mean, nothing. They have found Syrian and other refugees coming up from this. How did that happen? How can we always ask the question, how did you guys get from Syria into Mexico somewhere? How'd that happen? Think about it. So who's the racist when the first thing in your mind is that the only people coming over that border are Mexicans? What scares me is we don't pay much attention to the northern border. And now with the president that they have, God only knows who they're letting in and how strong that border security is. So anyhow, administrators at the Richmond Early College High School distributed 22 pre-ordered yearbooks on Tuesday and immediately pulled them all back in because of a controversial Donald Trump-inspired quote. Shortly after school officials distributed the pre-ordered yearbooks, at least one person posted an image on senior quotes published in the yearbook they found offensive, including one that said, build that wall. So there was more than one quote they found offensive. They were putting up pictures all over the place with what they, grow up, or as my buddy Brad Stein says, put a helmet on. What's wrong with you people? You know, you got 50 people, 60 people, 70 people in the room, and you're trying to have a conversation. If you, little snowflake, really think that you're not going to find somebody offensive in their thought process of what they have to say and what they want to do, you live in a whole different universe. Not everybody's going to be on the same page as you. And it'd be pretty darn boring if everybody was on the same page as you. People will pull you. Where do you think you got your little snowflakes, who probably aren't listening anyway? Where do you think you got your thought process? Are you so high on yourself that you really believe that you came to all those thoughts, all those feelings, all those notions, all by your little self? In your little protected world? No. You've read books. Well, some of you have. You've seen movies. You've talked to professors. You've talked to teachers. You've had input from your parents and your people around you. Those thoughts aren't... Oh, hey, there you go. Those thoughts aren't your own. Can we have the president say that? Anyway, so the Richmond County School System allowed this to be printed in 2017 yearbook. Arnie Ellerby posted online along with a senior photo that accompanied by the Donald Trump quote, I already knew this city was racist. Get a court date, you'll find out. This doesn't surprise me at all. District spokeswoman Ashley Michelle Thurblin told the News and Observer administrators found several inappropriate quotes in the yearbook, including build out wall after officials distributed the yearbooks. Thurblin did not provide examples of the other quotes that were deemed offensive. That's because there weren't any. All right, this is political correctness just gone crazy. You know, the yearbook is things that have made you... Well, I wonder if somebody put a... I would pay somebody to put a quote from Jesus Christ in under their picture and see if they pull it. Because, you know, you got to have separation of church and state, right? So if my quote is John 3:16, they're going to pull it out? Because I should have the freedom of speech to put it in there. If you don't like it and you get a yearbook, you know, they have these little white stickers you can put over them, but you don't see them anymore. You can do the whole picture. You can draw a mustache on me and everything. Come on, don't raise snowflakes. Don't allow your nieces and nephews to be snowflakes. Don't allow your grandchildren to be snowflakes. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you've been spending with me all week long. Hopefully I'll see you next week. Don't do anything over the stupid. God bless and have a safe weekend.